Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Blessed Great Fast, and as we all know, this is the Sunday known after the prodigal son. And as we know, the church arranged the reading in a way that gives us hope always of the acceptance of God whenever we turn to Him back. So the whole journey of the Great Fast is about this concept, about repenting, about going back to our Father who is waiting for us to change our course and get back home safely. So today we'll talk about three points. The first point is blinded by own malice. The second one will be about common signs for lost children. And the third and last point will be about lessons from a wise father. Speaking about blinded by own malice, whenever any parents are dealing with a situation like they have a child who is not following their teaching or what they are trying to teach him or her, usually they come back and blame themselves and they ask user the question about what did I do wrong. But actually here we see in this story, the father in this story is a symbol of God himself. Nothing he can do wrong. And in spite of this fact, unfortunately, very sadly, two of his children, both of them were lost. So this is something that, again, we have to always be responsible for our own deeds and actions. Unfortunately, some of the children also, they blame their parents when they choose to be miserable and to choose to walk in a way that's so dangerous. And this is the easiest thing, that I keep blaming others and saying, because you did this or you didn't do that. At the end of the day, this doesn't change the fact that I am responsible for my own actions. I will be held accountable before God in the last day. No one can be justified in the last day by saying I was wrong, I was evil, just because my parents were wrong. This will never get or grant anyone to be justified. It is sad to find lost children raised in a godly house. Not only they bring damnation to themselves by their misactions and misbehavior, but also they will be judged because they were given a chance for living with parents who cared about them and wanted to raise them in the fear of God and did not heed their advice. We find this also in the Bible in many occasions. We find a person like Samuel the prophet, one of the most righteous persons we hear about in Old Testament. His children were corrupt, unfortunately, and this made the people of Israel even to ask Samuel to anoint for them a king, because his children were not as good as him. David's children, many of them were corrupt, committed many crimes, many of them even like either killed in battle because they rebelled against their father like Absalom, or killed one another like Absalom killing Amnon. Because people might be blinded by their own malice, being inside the house does not mean necessarily that they are okay. People come to the church and they are still living in it, or they are still living with their parents, but they are totally blinded by their own malice. Their mind is always corrupt. It does not mean that because I am here, then I am good. Just by my physical presence, I come to the church. Some people come to church because they are pushed to come to the church. Parents still push them to come to the church. It's a matter of time before they choose to be out forever. The older son in the story was living inside the house. He was the one who was serving his father, but still he was a lost son even inside the house. This is very sad, even like worse than the kid who left the house, because while he was still in and he looked like a loving son who cares, but he was also blinded and he was also living in his own like lost thoughts. So this is the first point, that people are blinded when they choose to be so. This is the responsibility of every individual. It doesn't matter even if you are living in the house of God, or if your father is a godly person, or your mother is, still people can choose to be lost. What are the common signs for lost children? And again, as I said, being here physically inside the church does not mean that this person is not lost. Or still living in the house under the same roof does not mean that this is an obeying son or daughter. It's a matter of time. As we say this about also to our children, it might apply to us as adults. God is our Father. Being in His house, in His presence, does not necessarily mean that we are really true servant of Him, or we value Him, or we are not lost. What are the signs that can tell us as adults, or tell our children today they should examine themselves, what would tell me that I am a lost child even if I'm still inside the house? The first sign we find in the story that thinking of the parents as mere providers of goods. For the two sons, the younger one told his father, give me the goods that fall to me. This is what I care about. What can you provide to me? And the older one, who's serving his father, he was after taking a gift. Give me a goat so I can make merry with my child, with my friends. This is again this sign that I only think of people around me as providers. What they can give to me. What can I have from them? If this use is not anymore like something beneficial, then that's it. I don't need you. Very sad way of expressing how those people feel towards others around them. It might not only apply towards parents, but towards anyone. There are people who think of others only as mere providers. What can you grant to me? If this function can be granted by somebody else, then you are of no use to me. The second sign for a lost child is this sense of entitlement. The younger son told his dad, give me the portion of good that fall to me, as if like it's my right. What right? You are not even a good son or a serving son. But he still thinks that my father owes me this. And the older one also thinks that because he's serving his father, then his father owes him a reward or a wage. This sense of entitlement, sometimes you find it in the relationship between people and God the same way also. Why God is not granting me this? Why you are not giving me what I think I deserve? Who made you to think that this is your worth or this is something you're entitled to? It's a common sign, this sign of entitlement. It can apply also in the relationship between husband and wife and also in many other relationships. The third sign for a lost child is the loss of consideration for others' feelings, up to cruel rudeness, being rude. Find children sometimes talk to their parents in a language that cannot be uttered, something that would bring to them actually the penalty of death if they are living in the Old Testament. The younger son, when he said to his father, give me the portion of good that fall to me, as if like he's saying to him, you are dead for me, give me my inheritance. And the older one, we saw when he talked to his father, how he talked to him in a rude way, said to him, your son that devoured your money with the harlots, how can you talk to your father like this? One of the sad things that we see today, this kind of language that happens in our own homes between children and their parents. We find children call their parents by their mere name, saying, Fulan, daddy or mommy is not something that I can use. All of this kind of expressions is a sign of a lost person. If I cannot be polite and decent while dealing with your own parents, what are we talking about? Coming to the church and reciting the creed and saying we believe in one God, what is the value of this? Nothing. In the Old Testament, parents can bring their children to the priests and saying, this child is rebellious, he does not respect me. What was the sentence of this child? Being stoned to death. This is God's command. This is how God sees the penalty that's befitting a child disrespecting his parents. Now we live in an age where this is the common, unfortunately, common language. The fourth sign of lost children is perceiving the family house as a prison that limits their freedom. I want to leave because everything that is good is outside of this house. We found that this child, the younger one, when he left and now he is not serving his dad, he ended up doing what? Serving swines. These are the only two options you have. You either serve in your father's house with dignity and honor, or you are serving outside the swine and even like desiring to eat from their food. This is a common story. It happens every day. All of those people who perceive their parents as prison, they thought of the time when we are going to flee and go outside. Where they ended? They ended being slaves to a habit or to drugs or to any kind of relationships that made them to be subject of abuse. It is how sometimes people perceive the church itself as a prison. I wish I live outside, going somewhere else, where people give me my freedom. The fifth sign for lost children is this sense of self-centeredness. I am the center of the universe. Everybody has to tend to my feelings, to my needs, to whatever I request. This applies on my parents, my siblings, applies on my Sunday school teachers, my priests, my bishop, my God, doesn't matter. Everybody has to respond. Sometimes parents come and say, my son is bored at Sunday school. So what? Talk with him. Teach him how to come and benefit from the church. But this is, again, expecting that the church should change everything in order to adapt and being entertaining to this son or daughter. What exactly are we trying to teach our children here? No one is the center of the universe. Actually, God is the only center of this universe, if we can come to this conclusion. Sadly, lost children are also self-centeredness. When they are kids in their parents' house, they are selfish. When they marry, they are still selfish. In the relationship later in their life, they think of their wives or think of their husbands as mere subjects. They are there for my service. That's it. They have no other use except to tend to my needs. The sixth sign of lost child is lack of appreciation and sense of resentment. None of these two children in the story appreciated their dad, said something good to him, made him to know how much they know of his sacrifice, of his love. Both of them resented their dad. Because of what? Because they are blinded by their own malice, because of the evil that is in their heart. That's it. So sad. This language of lack of appreciation every day. You find the husband doing all what he can to his wife, or the other way around. And the other person is totally like negligent, inconsiderate. Whatever you do, this is what you need to do in order for you to be a good husband or a good wife. Where at least your sense of appreciation, you come and one day say, I appreciate this, thank you for doing this. I know how much you are laboring and working hard in order to serve us. The seventh sign of a lost sign, of a lost son, is lack of belonging. Those people belong only to themselves, nobody else. They will never belong to anyone outside of their skin. How this looks? The younger child does not belong to this house. I will leave. And the older son, even he himself, while living inside the house, he does not belong. What are the signs of this? Number one, the people who belong to a certain house, they share in their sorrow and they share also in their joy. When the younger son came back home, the older son, he had an opposite feeling. Everybody's happy, but he is miserable. Why? Because why you are celebrating this man? Also, when he was talking to his dad, he told him, this son of yours, how he belongs to you. He's your brother. But look at the language. I do not really feel I belong to him. He does not belong to me. Sometimes you find this in some of the children language. Say, look what your dad did, what your mom did. How does your mom relate to you? She's your mom still and your dad still. Lack of belonging. I am not aware of anything happening at house. I don't care either. In the same sense also, because they do not belong to the church. Whatever happening in the church, I don't care. Whatever it is. The church is here today, good. It is not here today, good also. I do not belong. I don't feel like I owe anybody anything. The eighth sign of a lost child is the corrupted definitions of life values and goals. When you ask those people what you are after, they will give you all kind of nonsense. I'm after being rich, being famous, having whatever I desire, having cars, having houses. Is this what you live for? Is this your goal in life? It tells something. There is some kind of corruption in your mind. Need to be reviewed. Need to think about it. Is this what you are created for? Did God get you here in order for you to live for something selfish, only related to you? If this is how you believe, there is something here that's totally messed up and need to change and need to reconsider. The last point to talk about today are lessons from a wise father. This father is a symbol of God himself. How he handled this kind of bad situation, having two children, both of them are lost. Number one, this dad knew when to retire the staff of authority. He never talked to any of both of them, even though both of them were mistaken, in a way that's authoritative or forced them to do the right thing. He knew there is a time for this authority and there is time also to retire this staff. Does not work when you have adults. You cannot say to them, you have to, or you force them for anything. It just delay their loss. But it is still the same. The father knew it is not time now to use authority with these two lost children. This is something we need to learn as well. I don't understand when a child, it's not a child, a young adult in college being grounded by his parents. It doesn't work this way. What are we after here? Are you going to teach him a lesson when he is an adult above 18, grounding him, taking something from him, he will learn the lesson? Who said that? If he didn't learn it before, we have to retire this kind of staff in a certain time. A second lesson we learn from this father, that when we are trying to teach our children, maybe we need to consider that in order for them to learn, unfortunately, they have to have their own experience. It is very risky, but this is what the dad did. This young son of his, now he can go and work, and he is on his own. He did not learn from talking with his dad or living with this godly man. The only way for him to learn now is to go and learn by experience. Again, it is risky. No one would feel comfortable allowing this, but maybe at a certain point, this is the only way in order for this son to learn. He learned it when he started to starve and feel the need, came back begging his dad to accept him back again. But this child was lucky in a way. He did not get himself in a pit where he cannot come back. The third lesson from the wise father is a lesson in patience, waiting for this younger son to come back. When he heard that this son is in want and is hungry, he did not rush to him and run in order to give him money or give him food. He waited, because the only way for this son to learn is to come back to his sense, to come back to his home. This is where the lesson will be completed. From this wise father also we learn how to use the tool of a respectable dialogue. With the older son, he went out and he started to talk with him and listen and give his opinion, and he spoke very respectfully to this son. From this father also we learn the ability to grant another chance. When the son came back, the father accepted him. Anyone who comes back to his sins definitely should be welcomed with open arms. From this wise father also we learn knowing when to talk and when to celebrate the return of a lost child. This child, when he came back, how the scene looked like. The father ran, fell on his neck and kissed him. No word of rebuke, no word of, oh, I told you so. It's so painful a statement that sometimes we find it is delightful to repeat over and over. I told you so. Nothing. He knew there is a time to celebrate the return of a lost son. I hope also we apply the same. Whenever someone come and say, I'm sorry, you don't keep on hammering on the head of this person. But you did this. Yes, that's why I'm coming and say I'm sorry. Sorry should close the discussion. I was wrong should be enough. Reminding him or her over and over and over and over, just redundance. It shows bitterness. It does not show really that we are accepting the repentance of his son, this son. Today, the story gives us all kinds of hope and also teach us how to handle our own situation. If I am diagnosed myself as a lost child, it's time to think about my choices and come back and repent. If I am a father or a son dealing with a situation like this, maybe heeding the lessons from the father will give us the way in order to help others as we help ourselves. May the Lord to grant us all to be back to our Father with repentance, with appreciation to Him. To Him the glory be forever and ever. Amen.